P-minus 80. Principal point, Solar City, Sanctuary.
I'm going to be wondering about more than a few things until we get more info from this place, Tara said. So, Billy, I want to ask where you are on them.
Fire away, the brave and stubborn archaeologist replied. The principal is surely going to need a little while to tell everyone I'm staying anyway, so we've got some time to kill.
I wouldn't go that far, Dan said. We've got a few minutes, but that's it. Leisha, can your eyes see any detail on the ground from this far up?
The alien shook his head.
More than yours, I believe, but only enough to see that Depp and the principal have gathered a group far larger than our initial welcoming committee. I can't see who is talking or how the crowd are reacting.
Hell of a lot more than we can see, Billy chimed in.
So, yeah, Tara, sounds like we do have a few minutes. What are you wondering, sweetheart?
She smiled. She'd always liked something about Billy, even before they'd spent much time together, and his use of sweetheart was warm and quaint, rather than infantilizing.
Who would have thought all aliens would look pretty much the same, just at a different scale and pretty much with slightly different hands? Tara asked.
Well, it does make some kind of sense in general if you accept that a physiology that's likely to evolve in one location has a fair chance of evolving somewhere else, too, Billy said. Kind of like Dan said he was thinking about. But this is all even more true when we think specifically about how all this contact has come about. If you were an architect, you would probably only reach out to broadly similar races, which is likely why none of the three contacted races, our two and the smalls, are unrecognizably animalistic or even non-humanoid. We know what architects look like from the carvings at Dordalu Tepe, so we don't need to rely on a theory that they look similarly humanoid too, and it seems like they are to us what we are to the smalls, taller, with longer skulls, and, at least now that we know the messengers, with access to greater power. Dan nodded, agreeing with Billy on this, if little else in the current moment.
The other thing I don't quite get is how Il Diavolo fits into this whole thing.
Tara mused, catching everyone off guard with this sudden proclamation.
Il Diavolo?
Billy and Dan parroted at once with equal surprise that Tara had brought up the colossal comet that would have wiped Earth out if the messengers hadn't intervened, with the eventual assistance of the supposed elders, which were in fact radios communicating information from the distant architects.
Yeah, she said. I genuinely don't know the answer to this, but is it really easier to change a comet's course than stop a volcano from blanketing a planet in dust and lava? Couldn't the architects have, I don't know, contained the eruption either by stopping it from happening or setting up a force field or something like that around the volcano? If they could, why didn't they? And when they decided to save us, why did they leave us on Earth and divert the comet when they could have moved us here too? The whole point of this place was to be a sanctuary, right? And that comet was a planetary threat.
Which they were able to deal with via the messengers and all the deceptions with the elders, Billy said, without having to relocate humanity. It's an interesting question, Tara, but I think it stands to reason that diverting the comet was a decidedly less difficult and less consequential intervention than moving the human race would have been. Maybe they were also even thinking in terms of individuals, not just the race, that it was better to save 7 billion than however many they could have transported somewhere else.
Tara nodded in slow understanding of Billy's point. It was complicated. All of it was beyond complicated, but he was doing a pretty manful job of explaining it accessibly.
And in any event, he went on, Sanctuary had evidently already been used to relocate the smalls. We don't know exactly how long they've been here, but their buildings and monuments certainly tell us that it's been more than a few years. So who's to say there even is a somewhere else they could have transported us to?
It's time, Leisha telepathically announced to his human friends. Depp and the principal have left the crowd, and the others have formed a wide circle around our craft. With the situation on New Kerguelen as tense as it was when we departed, we should leave with haste. Billy, if I can make one more suggestion that you come with us.
Billy stepped towards Leisha again. Thank you, my friend, but the effort would be wasted. This is my calling.
Leisha nodded, even more slowly than normal, and with an evident degree of reluctance.
Don't tell them about the architects, Dan stated very plainly. And don't do or say anything that might destabilize their society, okay?
I'm counting on you to pay attention to my words here, Billy. One day, we'll start thinking about meaningful cooperation with these guys once things are more stable on Earth and New Kerguelen, and once we have a better idea of the real context behind this place. And when that day comes, we can proceed with total openness and honesty. But for now, you're on a scouting mission with explicit instructions to give away as little information as you possibly can. Understood? If you have to be evasive, which you will if they ask any questions on the difficult topics, you can say you're not authorized to talk about things like that. You already said that exact thing to the principal when you said you're a lowly assistant. Promise me you'll stick to that line.
I promise, Billy said.
Dan held out a hand to seal the deal, but Billy pulled him in for a hug. We've come a long way from that day in Cheyenne when I walked on stage at one of your shows, Dan said. What are we on now? Planet number 3?
Billy grinned widely as they parted.
What a run we've had, he said.
No one is dying, Tara interjected. Let's just get going, okay? Leisha will be back in a few days at the latest.
The alien nodded.
Tomorrow night, come what may, he said. I promise you that, Billy. And a promise I make is a promise I keep.